Wayne, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Steph. How are you going?
Very, very well. All right, let's just get straight into it. What have we got this morning for our first 4x2 review?
Sure. First up is a film I saw recently, which I absolutely loved and is getting massive reviews and deservedly so, is Promising Young Woman. It's a astounding film, provocative, darkly funny, intelligent film. And the centerpiece of it is a remarkable performance from Carey Mulligan, who is just amazing in this film. She plays Cassie, a 30-year-old woman living at home, just working in a coffee shop. But she once was a brilliant medical student, but she dropped out. And as the film unfolds, you find out all the dark reasons why. And you'll what she starts off in the film, she entices men. She goes to bars, pretends he's drunk, basically gives him to take her back to his or her place. But then she sort of wakes up out of her drunkenness to teach them a lesson, to show them the error of their ways. I guess it's just like showing that, you know, how badly and easily women are preyed upon in bars. And it's a sort of lesson for all those men. And as the film unfolds, you find out the reasons for it and the events that have happened in her past. And as the film unfolds also, she details a more bigger plan for real revenge as it goes on. So this is a really, really smartly made film. It's a good lesson, I guess. It's still very entertaining. It's dark. It's funny. And it's just a wonderful film. And I guess at the end of it, you sort of see starkly how women are viewed by men in the world and how they've sort of got to navigate that world. It's a really great film. And there's other great actors in it too, like Alison Brie, Connie Britton, Alfred Molina. So it's got a great cast. And I think this is just a great film.
Wow, sounds fantastic. Nice dark themes, bit of intensity as we move
definitely.
Yeah,
and dark humor, but yeah, it's a lot of bases, and Carey Mulligan is just amazing. I think she'll be nominated, I'd say, for an Oscar. Stiff competition, but I think she'll at least get nominated for this wonderful performance.
And is that out at the cinema now? How can people watch that one?
Yeah, it's at the cinema now. Opened a couple of weeks ago. It's still playing strong. The reviews and a lot of people seeing it, so hopefully it'll still be showing for at least another couple of weeks.
Yeah, great.
So yeah, definitely can catch it at the cinema right now.
All right, I'm gonna have a crack and see if I can go see that tonight. I reckon, Wayne.
Yeah,
that sounds fantastic.
It's definitely worth seeing.
Okay, and what have we got for our second review this morning?
Number two, as I'll be doing sort of, I guess, for a little while, just working back through a lot of the great shows from 2020. This one is called Lovecraft Country. This is another great production from HBO, so you can catch it here on Foxtel. It's 10 episodes in all. Talking about covering a lot of bases, this show definitely does. It's part horror, part supernatural, part family drama, part history lesson. Now, H.P. Lovecraft was a very famous American horror writer decades ago, so it's sort of loosely based on some of his stories, but this one centres an African-American family in the 1950s. You sort of go into Lovecraft Country, where his stories were set. Primarily, the main actor or main character is Atticus, who's a Korean War vet, and he goes searching for his missing father. But he ends up getting into these very, very dicey situations with monsters, very dark secrets, secret societies. There's a lot going on here. And also, there's a bit of time travel to throw in as well. And as it goes back to the 1921 Tulsa race riots, which I've learned so much about in the last couple of years, and it sort of connects with his family. He's got a family connection there. So it goes back into that part of it. It's just a really, really beautifully done. Another one that's incredibly entertaining, but as you watch it, you learn a lot as well. The acting is first class. And as I said, it centres an African-American story right in the middle of this great one. So this is smart, intelligent, but very entertaining as well.
Okay. And that one's on Foxtel?
That's on Foxtel, yeah, but it's a HBO series.
HBO.
I assume it'll just be the one. Feels like a limited series, 10 episodes.
Right.
Definitely worth catching this one.
Fantastic. All right, what's the third review for this morning?
Well, the third one, as I was waiting to come on, I heard the beautiful dulcet tones of Buck Meek. And that's the one I'm going to talk about.
So fantastic.
I understand it's the feature album,
it
and
is.
I really love this album. It's my first, I guess, favourite album of the of the new year as we quietly ease into new album releases. So this Two Saviors is the name of the album, as your listeners probably would know by now. Buck Meek is most well known as the guitarist from the great band Big Thief. So this is his second album that's just been recently released. It was recorded actually back in 2019. He just went to an old house in New Orleans and did it over 7 days. So it's got this really rustic, natural, authentic feeling. 10 songs in all. I think it only goes for about 36 minutes, but it's so beautifully done. If you love Big Thief, I think you'll get into this. Buck's got a very welcoming, warm sort of voice, a bit croaky, a bit creaky, sort of album that you could enjoy in a lot of different settings. He's a great guitarist, and you get that Big Thief feel through it, where it's very organic. Apparently, there were no second takes at all on this album.
Love it.
So it's almost as close as you can get to being a live album. And I heard the song you play called Candle, which was co-written by his bandmate in Big Thief, Adrian Lenker. They were actually married at some point, had been divorced, but obviously it's a very amicable relationship in the band, and they still share the band and also songwriting duties. She co-wrote Candle. My favourite song on the album, though, is Second Sight. It's an amazing song. So, yeah, if you love Big Thief, Buck Meek is, definitely worth catching.
Fantastic. Yeah, it is a fantastic album. We actually got Second Sight on the playlist just after 11 o'clock, so that's to come.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, I was actually wondering, Wayne, if you'd ever sort of fortuitously picked one of our feature albums for your review, and then there it is straight away.
Yeah, I think I had one last year. I think it was the Australian band Floodlights.
Yeah.
But mostly it hasn't worked out that way, but I just came on and I thought, oh, I know this song. So, yeah, it's worked out well.
Yeah, fantastic album by Buck Meek.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, more of that to come later on in the show. Okay, what's your final review for the 4x2 this morning?
Final review is another show that caught up on recently, another HBO production. It's called Betty. This is only a 6-episode on Foxtel. Now, this is based on real-life skaters from New York. A movie called Skate Kitchen came out a few years ago where they actually got the real-life skaters to play fictionalized versions of themselves, and now they've plonked them into this short series. Betty is actually a slang term used by male skaters to female skaters. I guess it's a little bit of a put-down. So this show, which is really just fresh and invigorating and wonderful, sort of, I guess, shows how, again, women navigating into a male-dominated world where they're trying to break into that skate culture in New York. It's just very much a girl power sort of film. But this is really beautiful. There's 5 main characters who become good friends. So it's a bit of a personal story for them. And you also get all the great New York locations as they're skating around. None of it's on a set. It's all filmed in the great city of New York. And it's been renewed for a second season. So I really, really love this show. The music's really great. The locations are great. The stories are great. The actresses, even though they're not formally trained, do a really wonderful job, and it just makes it really authentic. So it's only a 6-episode season, but Betty is a really fun show.
Betty sounds great. A lot of energy in the New York skate scene. Sounds fantastic.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. It was the way they shoot it is really, really good. So, really love this one.
All right. Well, that does it for our 4x2 for this morning, Wayne. Thank you so much for joining me once again with some fantastic reviews.
Thanks, Steph. Good to hear you again. I'll speak to you soon.